Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. So today is eclipse day. Hopefully you enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, if that's your preference. Always a unique day. I kind of like the buzz that goes around. You know, it's nature. It's cool, in my opinion. So today, I'm going to talk about a happiness challenge. Okay, the reason I decided to do this was because one of the things I get a kick out of about the system, how it works. What I mean by that is like the universe, the spirituality. What we need to do to awaken, stuff like that. There's this perception that it's very difficult and lots of hard work. And there are some aspects of it that are like that. But the system itself, when you put it into perspective, is really set up for us to win. It's set up like the universe benefits as we awaken. As our vibrational field lightens and gets a higher vibration by us becoming more of ourselves, more connected, happier, more peaceful, that raises our vibration. So it raises the collective vibration. So it's no matter what you believe in, walking around happier and more peaceful is a good thing, right? So it's the system is set up for us to be able to do that. And that's what I like. That's what I get a kick out of. So it's easy. You know, when we look at our lives, we have to put in so much effort for things. You know, I mean, look at the amount of effort that most people put in per day just to pay their bills. I mean, you know, most people are working 8-10 hours a day. Like, that's a lot of effort. So I think it's cool when, and that's just to pay the bills, right? Like, that's just to have things, right? So what's, to me, the most important thing is peace and happiness. Because if you don't have peace and happiness, you can have your health and still be miserable. You can have money and still be miserable. So like you can have whatever you want. And you're still going to be miserable if you don't have peace and happiness inside. So to me, it's the most important thing. And to be able to achieve this most important thing with as minimal effort as it takes is mind-boggling to me. It's such a fair trade. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, you can literally, this happiness challenge I'm going to explain will literally take you 20 minutes per day. 20 minutes. That's it. So you have 23 hours and 40 minutes to do everything else every single day. It's such a small percentage of your day. So, and it will bring more happiness and peace into your life, guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's like it's so easy. 20 minutes a day. And I'm just going to say, you know, for this challenge, just do it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. See if you notice a difference. If you're not noticing any difference, just stop. Something's wrong. And let me know if I can help. But if you're noticing, if you're experiencing more happiness, then I would recommend continuing on. right? Why not? Do it for 2 more weeks. Do it for a month. You know, supposedly it takes 30 days to really change the neural pathways in your brain, stuff like that. So do it for 30 days. But after 2 weeks of doing this every day, you're going to be experiencing more happiness in your life. The most important thing in the world, in the universe, you get by just putting a minimal amount of effort towards it. You know, I talk to people a lot about this. It's everybody wants to be happy. Maybe people don't fully understand how important it is unless they slow down and think about it, but everybody wants to be happy. And most people don't put any energy towards it. They think going to work and making money so they're not starving is putting energy towards happiness. It's not, okay? So we have to put specific energy. Everything is energy. We have to put energy towards what we want to bring into our lives, you know, and everything is energy. So if you want something in your life, feed it energy. If you do not want something in your life, starve it of energy. You don't have to fight against it. You don't have to push it out. Just starve it of energy. Everything is like this. You know, I've talked about it before. If you don't, you know, if you want a plant in your life, give it energy. What energy does a plant need? Well, it needs sunlight and water. Okay, if you don't want that plant in your life, starve it. What? Energy. Starve it of sunlight and water. Pretty soon that plant won't be in your life. Works with relationships, with people, animals, anything. If you want it in your life, feed it energy. If you don't want it in your life, starve it of that energy and it will be gone. So if we want happiness in our life, we have to feed energy. So the happiness challenge, and I'll try to go into this in a little bit more detail, each one. I'm just going to say this first. If you notice, my energy is a little low. I'm just getting over being sick and I haven't quite shaken it completely. So bear with me. Feeling much better though. So the happiness challenge, what it consists of is meditating for only 5 minutes. That's it. 5 minutes, 3 times a day. And well, I'll just give you the three parts to it and then I'll go over them in detail. So meditate 5 minutes, 3 times a day. The other thing is look in the mirror in the morning. First thing in the morning, look yourself right in the eyes in the mirror and pick one of these two statements, either I love you or you are good enough as you are. And just look at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror when you're saying that and allow yourself to feel the emotions. And then the third thing is a gratitude list. Write down 3 things that you're grateful for every night before you go to sleep. And they have to be different. Okay, so I'll go into each one a little bit more in detail. So meditate. And it's minimum 5 minutes. If you're already meditating, you want to meditate for 10 minutes or you're enjoying it, you want to meditate for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. That's fine. It's just minimum. Okay. So first thing in the morning, it's best if you set routines, set reminders on your phone. This is one of my pet peeves. One of my pet peeves is that I have to explain this in such detail every single time because people don't take it seriously and then they wonder why they don't do it. Come on, people. Right? Please take some responsibility for your own life. We're talking about your happiness, not mine. yours. We're talking about your happiness. So act like you actually give a crap about yourself. Even if you don't, act like it. Slow down for a minute right now and listen. Don't pretend that you're going to do this for 2 weeks and then don't do it. Because what you're doing when you do that is you are literally lowering your self-esteem. You are literally lowering your self-love. You are actually hurting yourself every time you do that. And people do this all the time. They say, oh, I'm going to do something. Then they don't do it. Why? Because they don't make it a priority. They don't put any effort towards it. They don't take it seriously. They just tell themselves they're going to do it because it feels good in the moment that they're actually going to like work on themselves because they know deep down they should. So they say they're going to do something. Then they don't go do it. And then they act like it's like not their fault. Oh, I don't know why. I just, oh, I forgot to do it. Oh, I didn't do it. You literally have so little control over your life that you can't do these three little things for your own happiness. You can't make yourself do this. You can't make yourself take 20 minutes a day to basically change your entire life and bring in more happiness so you can walk through the rest of your life in a happier way, because you'll build off of this. You know, once you raise your happiness quotient, it's really difficult to go back to being unhappy all the time, especially when you know these tools and they're so simple. So if you're not going to do it, don't do it. All right. But if you're going to do it, do it. This is not rocket science. This is nothing that any of you can't do. So there is zero excuses why you can't do it. So just, if you're going to do it, do it. If you're not, don't. Okay. But don't lower your self-esteem and just reinforce this illusion that you have no control over your life and it's not your fault or something if you don't do this when you say you're going to do it. It's very simple. You can do it. You don't have to buy anything. It's really simple. So just do it. You know, we have to take responsibility for our lives. Just act like your life is actually important to you and you'll be able to do this. It's that simple. Okay. So set an alarm on your phone with a reminder that goes off to do this so you don't forget. And this was something I heard to create a meditation practice in the morning. Do it first. The only thing you're allowed to do, if necessary, is pee before you meditate. That's it. Anything other than that, you can't do it. Why? Because we're so habitual. We get up with the intention of doing it, and then we're off doing something else. Make it a priority. Make it a routine. Do it before you even get out of bed. Or find another way that works for you, right? So it's just 5 minutes a day. You can do it just trying to still your mind, just trying to be, I'm here now. I'm in the present moment. I'm just here. Something like that. You can, you know, Insight Timer is an app that, a free app that has hundreds of thousands of free meditations on there. You can do a guided one. A lot of times I will either do just try to still my mind, or I will just try to feel the connection in my body, feel a sense of peace. That's another way to meditate. You can't meditate wrong. Just trying to meditate is meditation. Okay. It's an act of self-love. Just doing this, even if you do this for 2 weeks and you don't get 30 seconds of your mind being still, you will still benefit. Do it anyway. Don't judge how your meditation is going, but you can do it in silence. You can do it with a timer, on Insight Timer. You can set up for 5 minutes and you can set up little bells that go off to remind you to come back to the present moment. You can have some music in the background. You can have guided meditations. You can search on that app, 5-minute guided meditation. So you have somebody walking you through it, whatever. Just you can alternate between all those, whatever. Just 5 minutes. And if you want to do more, fine, do more. But there is no time in the spiritual dimension. So it doesn't matter that much. Are there benefits to doing 20 minutes? Sure. As opposed to 5? Sure there are. But we're just trying to get you into the habit of just stopping. Something very simple. So first thing in the morning, do it at lunch. Again, it's just 5 minutes. If you have a 30-minute lunch at work, then take 5 minutes of those and finish your sandwich walking back in. No, find a way. Find a way. As I can hear the excuses, all right, well, you don't understand. I don't have time. Okay, then don't. Then live without happiness. If you can't figure out how, become creative. Find a way. If you can't figure out how to stop for 5 minutes 3 times a day, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, you if you're not willing to put in this amount of effort, then never mind. Stop pretending you're trying to work on yourself, because you're not willing to put in any effort. And I'm not saying that you have to do this. If you're doing other things, then fine, you know. But if you're not doing anything else and this is too much for you, don't stop. Just stop lying to yourself that you actually want happiness in your life, because you don't, because you're not willing to put any effort towards it. Just be honest with yourself. You know, I say this all the time. I don't really care what people do as long as they're honest about it. Like, if you can't set aside 20 minutes out of your day, then stop walking around pretending that you want to be happy, because you don't. You're happy being miserable. So just be miserable and own it. So meditate 5 minutes in the morning before you do anything else. Meditate 5 minutes at lunchtime. And then at night, when you're going to bed, or any time that works for you, it doesn't matter, 5 minutes again. Okay, so that's a total of 15 minutes out of your day. Now, the second thing is look in the mirror in the morning and say either I love you or you are good enough as you are. Now, this probably takes 30 seconds. We'll call it 1 minute. So when this, just look yourself in the eyes and say it calmly. And pay attention to how you feel. And in the beginning, it's probably going to feel very awkward saying, I love you, or you are good enough as you are. It's going to feel awkward. That's okay. Allow yourself to feel the awkward feelings for 30, 45, 60 seconds. And then move on with your life. Brush your teeth. Do it right before you brush your teeth. That's a good thing to do, because most people brush their teeth every morning, right? Do it before you brush your teeth, not after, because you'll forget. So you have to do it before, you know, little tricks to help you have some success. Say it, and then you'll notice after you do that every morning, it'll start feeling more natural and feeling more true. In the beginning, it feels really awkward. So, and then the last thing at night, write 3 different things every night that you are grateful for during that day. Different things, you know, not this, you can't write the same thing every time because it doesn't have the same effect. Okay. So get creative. 3 things you're grateful for. And not only does that help you feel the feeling of gratitude, you know, that, the feeling is very important with all this stuff. So if you can feel gratitude as you're writing these things, or after you write them, give yourself a minute or two just to feel the gratitude. You know, you can do this in 4 minutes. It takes less than a minute to write down each one and then to feel it for another minute. That's 4 minutes. plus 1 minute with looking in the mirror, that's 5 minutes, plus 15 minutes of meditation, that's 20 minutes. Broken up throughout your day, it's not even 20 minutes at one sitting. The maximum amount of time that you need to spend on any of these things is 5 minutes at one time. So it's very manageable. So write down three things that you're grateful for. Not only, like I was saying, does this make you feel or help you to feel the gratitude for things that are happening in your life, which can change your life in itself, but also what it does is you know that you need to write three things down every night. So what happens is it starts changing the way your brain is looking at things throughout the day. You start looking for things to be grateful for because you know you need to come up with three things and they need to be different. So you start looking throughout your day for things to be grateful for. It's a wonderful habit to be in. So that's really it. I'm trying to think, you know, if there's anything else. I mean, on each of these, not really. It's pretty straightforward, right? And I'm kind of doing a check that I do, kind of looking things over or thinking things over and seeing if there's anything else that should be added, and nothing's coming out. It's pretty straightforward. And I'm telling you, I guarantee that you will be happier in 2 weeks after doing this than you are before doing it. Guaranteed. It's that simple. Why? Because it's just putting energy towards what you want. That's it. It's putting consistent energy towards what you want. Acting like it's a priority. You know, it's very simple. It's very achievable. And hopefully, if you do this, you're going to build off of it. You know, that's another hope that I have. It's like once you see how easy it is and how much control you actually have, you know, I've been saying this a lot lately. It's, and maybe this is a separate podcast, but it's what we do. Okay. Sometimes I think if you want to simplify what the spiritual path is, what it consists of, it's kind of like what we have to do is we have to start controlling what we have control over. What that is where we put our attention, where we put our energy, how we think, how we process information. We have control over all that stuff, how we react to situations. We have control over that stuff. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes we have to work at it. But if we work at it, we can gain control over those things. And most people don't have any control over them. None. They're completely reactionary. Most people's happiness is based on other people and outside circumstances that they have no control over. You don't have control over whether some person calls you a jerk or not. You don't have, like, it's going to happen sometime in life to everyone. It's going to happen where somebody is rude to you. You don't have control over that. And people get so upset over it when we actually have control over how we process it. And people don't put any effort into that at all. Oh my God, they said something and it upset me. So what? So deal with, oh, they're a bad person. I have to cut them out of my life. Oh, is that whenever somebody's having a bad day and says something inappropriate, you're going to cut them out of your life? Not a good strategy because you're going to be alone. We can't run around through life building walls and cutting people out of our lives all the time. You know, and I'm a huge proponent for setting boundaries and not allowing people to treat you like crap. I get that part, but we've gone way too far in that direction. Like, that's the only thing there is to life, is cutting people out of it. It's like, where are we going to end up? No, we're supposed to be getting along with other people. That's why there's more than one person on the planet. if we weren't supposed to get along with anybody, then we'd be alone. We could each have our own planet. We have to learn to get along with one another. And every time somebody says something that you don't like, doesn't mean that you need to cut them out of your life, or they're wrong. They're not the type of person that you should be surrounding yourself with and all this stuff. I mean, of course, there are negative people sometimes. I don't have a bunch of negative people in my life, but I haven't run around cutting people out either. You know, it's a balance between two things. Sure, sometimes we have to set boundaries. But other time, but we can't let everything that anybody says that doesn't rub us the right way be a problem. That's a problem with how we're processing information. We're all individuals. Everybody has their own opinion. So let them. It's okay. Their opinion doesn't mean it's going to come in and change your life. You can still think the way you want to think. So control what you can control and stop trying to control what you can't. What you can't control is how everybody else acts and external circumstances. You have no control over those, but people try to all the time. Control what you have control over, which is you. This will help you do that. It will bring more happiness into your life, and it will slow you down and put a little bit of space between you and what's happening. It will make you more in control of your mind. This is one of the things that meditation does. I can't even count. I have never, ever met a person, and I'm sure there's a few out there. I've never met or had a conversation with a person that I can recall that anybody said that I tried meditating and it was wonderful. I just sat down, my mind stopped, and it was awesome. Nobody says that. That's not the human condition where on planet Earth. Everybody says, I have a hard time meditating. I can't stop my mind. It's so difficult. Yes, that's why you have to learn to meditate. That's why you need to put practice in it. Like, if you know, think about it with anything else. If you've ever played a sport, were you as good at the sport the first day you tried it as you were 8 years later? Of course not. What you learned in school, did you go to school first day of kindergarten and know how to do trigonometry? Of course not. You worked up to it. A baby learning to walk, do they just start walking first time? Nope. Okay, so does that mean they should give up? No, nothing. We never learn anything. Just we never just start and all of a sudden we're amazing, like in the first 3 seconds. It never happens. So don't act like it's supposed to happen when you're meditating. That's just an excuse so you don't have to do it. Slowing your mind, the problem is that the mind is running incessantly all the time. So we need to learn to stop it. Learning to stop it occasionally is more important than just about anything else because it puts us in control of it. So it's momentum, stop, momentum, stop, momentum, stop. And then all of a sudden, like somebody does something to us and it pisses us off and we go, oh my God, that's ridiculous. And we notice that we're caught up in our head and we go, whoa, wait a minute. Just center for a minute. And we do. We like our brain stops and we come right back to center and we go, oh my God, how did I do that? I've never been able to do that before. That's because you meditated 3 times a day for 5 minutes for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, see, you're starting to gain control over your mind. When you tell it to stop, it stops. Why? Because you taught it how to stop. Okay. So these are just some of the benefits. Feeling gratitude, raising your, see, each one of these has a goal, right? meditation is learning to stop your mind and being more control of how you react to situations and things like that, right? Looking in the mirror saying, I love you, or you are good enough as you are, what that is that starts raising your self-esteem. We put ourselves down all the time and disrespect ourselves all the time. And it feels weird to even look at yourself and say, I love you. It's the beginning of building self-love. It's the beginning of accepting yourself as you are and loving yourself and understanding that you are good enough as you are. So that's the beginning of it. Gratitude, it's this walking around. We always have things to be grateful for, and most people don't pay attention to them. You know, all these wonderful things we have in our lives, and we just push them to the side and we pay attention to only the negative stuff. It's like road rage is such a good example of this. You know, one time I was getting irritated driving years ago, and I noticed, I was like, well, if I'm going to judge people for driving poorly, I should judge people for driving well. That's just fair, right? If I'm going to have an accurate assessment as to what's going on in the road, I can't just look at one aspect of it. I have to look at both aspects of it. So I looked at both aspects of it. And, you know, at first I was like, this person's driving like a moron. And then I'm like, well, that person's driving well. That one's driving well. That one's driving well. Well, fine. You know, and I was on this road in Florida where there's like, about three lanes, maybe four, but like three lanes going in each direction, not a highway, right? So there's businesses on either side, but three lanes going in each direction. And I'm looking around, and I mean, there's hundreds of cars, right? And within 10 seconds, I think I realized how silly I was being, because I realized very quickly there were a gigantic majority of cars driving fine all around me. And I didn't pay attention to any of them. All I did was pay attention to the one or two that weren't driving fine. That's it. So I was taking like, you know, 0.5% of the cars that were driving what I deem inappropriately, without any knowledge, knowing like maybe they were changing the radio station or they were thinking about something really important and lost track of what they were doing for half a second or whatever. You know, and I'm judging them so harshly instead of paying attention to the other, you know, that one, instead of paying attention to the other 200 cars that were driving fine. We have to start reversing that a little bit. And just being realistic in life. We don't look at life realistically. And then if anybody ever says that, we're like, oh my God, yes, I do. I'm completely realistic. No, not really. If you slow down and think about it, and you are, you know, you're getting yourself all worked up because of 0.5% of the cars that are on the road, and you're not paying attention to the other 99.5%. That's not really an accurate assessment. Oh my God, there's so many morons on the road. No, there's not. There's actually a gigantic majority of normal good drivers on the road. That's the fact. There's a very tiny, tiny, minute minority that are poor drivers or doing something dangerous when you're out there. Very, very minute. So this is the things that's going to help us. We stop paying attention to what we're grateful for. Ooh, it feels good to be grateful. Wow. Mind blowing, right? I'm practicing something that can raise my self-love. Ooh, I might feel better if I do that. Mind boggling. I'm going to stop my brain for 5 minutes, a few times a day. Maybe I'll get more in control of my mind. I'll be more even keeled throughout the day. I'll be able to center myself when I get upset easier. Wow. mind-boggling. You know, it's just very simple stuff, peeps. So just, this is a gift to yourself. What I want is that people try this, and then after 2 weeks, they actually absorb what this means. You know, it's always the bigger picture. What this means is, if you experience success in this, if you experience more happiness in this, what this means is that you have more control over how you walk through life on a daily basis than you realized. Much more control. You can experience happiness in your life if you make it a priority and put a little bit of action towards it, and such minimal action. Yeah, I should figure out the percentage. Well, I don't know what percentage 20 minutes of 24 hours is, but it ain't much, you know. Every day. 5 days a week. What's that? 100 minutes, 20, 40, 140 minutes. That's 2 hours and 20 minutes. 2 hours and 20 minutes a week. A week. That's it. 2 hours and 20 minutes a week. I don't know how many hours there are in a week, but that's a small percentage. So, all right, peeps, please do yourself a favor. Put a little energy towards the life that you want to live. Everybody wants to be happy. So just put a little energy towards it. And find out how much control you actually do have over it. So hopefully this will snowball into other things. Other thing, not that you have to constantly keep taking more and more action until it's 8 hours a day. That's not the point. It's not about more. You know, like, you can do this. Like, let's say you add another 20 minutes to this. That's still less than an hour, right? 40 minutes a day, and you live a happy life, or the majority of your life is happier because of it. That's huge. And what I mean by that, adding 20 minutes, like, average, right? I mean, that could be like going for a 20-minute walk every day. Just breathing some fresh air, walking. That, you could add that at some point. You could take up a hobby that you do once a week for an hour. Play some music on your phone. Play the freaking drums on your coffee table for an hour once a week. You know, I don't care. Whatever you like. You know, bring in hobbies that you like. That counts. That counts. That's an act of self-love. So I think I'll probably wrap up with this. Here's something. I didn't know I was going to add this, but it's good to have this outlook on these things, as well as anything else that you bring into your life, or anything that you already even have in your life that you enjoy. Taking a shower, taking a bath, reading a book, going for a walk, taking a drive, anything that you enjoy, buying yourself flowers, anything. If you just, for a moment before you do it, if you just close your eyes and put some attention on your body, on your heart area, and say, I'm doing this because I love myself. Just allow yourself to feel just a little bit of love in your heart, if you can. If not, do it anyway, and eventually you'll feel it. And then after you do it, just stop for a moment and go, I did that because I love myself. That was an act of self-love. That's it. Add that before or after these things, or add that before and after anything else that you do. It makes a huge difference, because you're setting an intention on why you're doing it. A lot of times people do things as an act of self-love, and they don't get much benefit out of it because they don't view it as an act of self-love. They view it as another thing to do, right? Oh, this is another, I have to do this. oh, I have to go to the gym. I don't want to, I have to. Like, and then people wonder why they don't stick with going to the gym. It's because your outlook is that it's a punishment. That's why. Of course, you're going to rebel against it at some point. When we do things that are good for ourselves, when I was a personal trainer, this was something that I used to teach people. Like, they'd work really hard on a set and then they'd let go of the weights or whatever we're using. And they go, oh my God, oh, that was horrible. And I go, no, 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 no. Don't give yourself that feedback. Don't give yourself negative feedback for doing something positive. You just strengthened your body and you're going to go, oh my God, that was horrible. Oh my God, that was horrible. And then you wonder why you don't stick with it. Well, you're reinforcing negativity, right? Go, yay me. Wow, I did that. I can't believe I was able to do that. Yay me. Wow, I wanted to stop, but I didn't. Wow, way to go. Way to go, me. Positive reinforcement. We talk so negatively to ourselves, even about stuff that we're trying to do to benefit ourselves. And then we wonder why it doesn't stick. Eventually, if you're punishing yourself, you're going to rebel against yourself. If you're telling yourself that you don't want to do something, you're not going to do it eventually. Because it's not natural to make yourself do things over and over and over that you don't want to do. It's not natural. It's natural to love ourselves. It's natural to do things we want to do. So these things benefit you. So act like they benefit you. Think that they benefit you. Frame them in a way that you see them as benefiting you, because that's what they are, right? All right, that's going to do it for today. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. This is going to air tonight, I think. So hope you enjoyed the clips. Peace. Where's my thing? There it is. All right, now peace. See ya.